This is Davin's Den.
Last portion of the radio show, and then we go Facebook Live, do a little, and Jackson, Pip, quickly explain what this is to the folks.
Quickly explain it? Okay. Well, Ann Jackson is a Japanese national who was once scammed by people because they were trying to get her to buy gold bars, and it was...
But first she went into business with them.
Oh, first she went into business with them?
Remember the exporting business, because she's an exporter, and they killed her friend Jimmy Jones?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even remember that part.
That's right, yep.
Yeah, so she had a couple of guys that, well, one that was kind of a romance, but he was pretending to be someone in the service, an American serviceman, and so she got scammed by these people. Then all of a sudden she thought that she was a scam expert because she had been scammed, and so she was doing videos, and she had a website, and so she was talking about that on YouTube. Then she started to get re-scammed by people who pretended they were going to help her get her money back. In the meantime, she was bringing other people who had been scammed, pretending that she was an expert on it. And she was actually kind of getting them to go towards the scammers and get scammed all over again. So Ann Jackson is kind of a mess. Davin has tried to lead her to the light of day, but she sometimes understands it, and then she doesn't understand.
Yeah, she'll have a moment of clarity, and then the clarity's gone.
She just backtracks. So we listen to the adventures of Davin trying to speak truth to her, and her falling back and not understanding the difference between the scammers and real authorities trying to help her.
All right, Pip, so if you could give us our first topic.
Okay, we try to guess what words or phrases that she's going to use in her conversation of the week. And so our first category is, how many times will she use Mr. Davin? Our second category is, how many times will she type to him in ball-busting blue?
And our Pip! I feel like it's been a long time since we've had that.
Yeah, we have not had ball-busting blue for a while. And our third category is, how many times is she going to use the word fraud star?
I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Five Mr. Davins.
Hi, this is Fraud Star. We see you've lost some money. How can we help you?
Yeah. It looks like you've been in an accident.
I'm going to go with zero ball-busting blues.
Really? What?
Yeah.
You don't like the blue balls.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, what was the last one?
And the last one was Fraud Star.
We are going to go with four.
Four Fraud Stars. Okay, well, I think that we're going to have seven Mr. Davins. Mm. I think we're going to have at least two ball-busting blues. No, I'm going to say one ball-busting blue.
She has no faith in her category.
One ball-busting blue, but I think it'll happen. And I'm going to say two Fraud Star. Joe's girl. Three Mr. Davins. She also believes in no ball busting blue.
Right.
And she says one fraud star.
Fraud star.
We're ready to go.
All right. Let's get this bitch going. March 10, 2015. Mr. Davin!
One!
I'm going to send it to IC3 again. IC3, of course, being the FBI's Internet Crimes Division.
Mm-hmm.
Again, by using your website, too. I sent this one to IC3, so I also need your website, and I will call FBI. And then she sends me a link to her blog, because the FBI is going to want to read her blog.
Oh, of course, because that's what they do.
That's exactly.
Sure they get time.
By the way, I'm really busy with my jobs here in Japan. My jobs are not bad. Mr. Davin.
Two.
Dose.
Maybe Brown Cotton is trying to track me. He is an asshole. Mr. Davin.
Three.
Brown Cotton is online now.
Oh, so she's watching them.
Yes.
How could she tell when he's online, by the way?
Because if they're your friend or something, you could see when they're online. How do you think I keep track of my girls?
I
know when they're on Instagrams and that. I know when they're on and not responding. Let's go, you whore.
You stalker.
I most certainly am.
Yes, good.
But when they ask me how I know things, you know, with supernatural powers, black magic, shit like that.
Of course.
All the stuff I use. Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God, four.
Wow.
They are online. I need to go to bed because I have to wake up early. Wait for your website. March 13, 2015. Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God, five!
Wow.
And she sends me another link to her blog. All of this is the truth. I want to spread it around the world.
Like manure.
I thought it was more like a smile in Coca-Cola. You were nasty.
Yeah.
All I want is to arrest Brown Cotton from so-called IC3 under FBI. Maybe you think I say it again and again. All I want is tell truth, since I did call FBI and Interpol before. FBI head office told
me
they would help me arrest my scammer Pedro Simpson, the original. Then Brown Cotton contacted
me.
She's giving us the origin story again.
Yeah. She likes to go back and refresh us at the beginning.
Fade back music.
At that time, so-called James H. Miller, a U.S. commissioned officer for Marines, P.06, told
me
that my scammer, Jayanthi Marum, is a criminal hacker. Remember, this is who she thinks called Kill Jimmy Jones.
Right.
I did introduce Brown Cotton, him, and Parker Green from U.S. Marines as well. Damn it all red.
Oh.
My question is that Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller on the news is real. Mess media sometimes lie to people, too.
Yes, they do.
Fake news.
Fake news.
James,
that's right,
fake scammers.
James Harrison Miller is what about ABC 2020 News announced that Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller, who knows the truth? I knows the truth. No, ABC News 2020 called it Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller, but there is no real him showing on the news. They did a report on the real guy and how the real guy was having his identity stolen, the real soldier.
Oh, right. Okay.
This James H. Miller is a scammer? Why? It is easy. Why are you asking me then, stupid?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's a real person. He's being used.
After getting to know James H. Miller, Jeffrey Miller's the real guy.
Jeffrey Miller, okay.
Jeffrey Miller's the real guy. James H. Miller's who she's been dealing with.
Oh, all right.
They're using his pictures.
I see.
After getting to know James H. Miller, he asked to pay, and this destroys my whole life. He introduced UK EFCC David Copper to
me.
UK EFCC David Copper is a fucking scammer who told
me
that I have fucking funds from Jimmy Jones. Jimmy's her friend who got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Jimmy Jones left money.
Okay.
And then they got to go through all this rigmarole. Jimmy Jones got killed by Pedro Simpson and Jayanthi Marum. What about OJ? What about OJ Simpson?
They're not real. Oh, sorry.
Brown Cotton told
me
he is from IC3 under FBI. This fucking FBI man does not know how to fly to Japan. Lying to
me
that he wanted
me
and come to Japan to solve my debts. Why would he fucking say that?
Why would he come to you?
Especially if he doesn't know how to fly there.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where Japan is, apparently.
That's what she said last week. The truth is that I have never seen any fucking gold bars or funds back, but only mail saying he was working on my cases. Furthermore, Brown Cotton also cheated on me, saying victim Pauline would get her funds back as long as she paid only some fees. But the truth is she paid over $90,000 US.
Never oh,
God that almighty.
Can't be right.
That can't be right.
And she never gets any funds back, like
me.
Then he asked victim C and victim A, who I talked to, to pay for the fees to open the case file. So she sent these victims to them, and they got rescammed.
Right.
Which we've been over, but I'm rehashing. Brown Cotton asked money again and again. This is so-called advanced fee fraud. I know, I told you, stupid. I'm a true witness. All these are scams. I must say the truth. Now you do, not often, though. James H. Miller said to
me,
his photos are being abused. He also reported to the military authorities. They can't fucking do anything about it. If James H. Miller is a real soldier whose photos are being abused, should stand in public to warn people not to get scammed, like he did on 2020.
Like he did on 2020.
Well, what Jeffrey Miller did, not James H. Miller.
Right, but it's like, how much more public do you want? He was on television.
One soldier, Adam Lingo, did make a video for himself, and we did know he was a victim. This James H. Miller never stands in public because he's not real. Fucking Parker Green is a mafia. This man is not hero, but an idiot pig.
An idiot pig?
Like you haven't been called that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about pigs. They're actually very smart animals.
They are.
I don't like this at all. I don't see why we have to besmirch swine.
No, that's not nice.
He told
me
he would help
me
with the funds. Finally, he threatened
me
to pay. Hey.
Sorry.
And pay, since he told
me
my funds would come out. The truth is that I never see any funds. Lies. His daughter, Jennifer Green, is a scammer, too. She went to Scotland to clear the funds. Lies, lies, lies. All I get is never-ending payment. Corrupt Asia, which was actually the Asia cover band. Corrupt Asia.
Corrupt Asia.
Corrupt and Asia.
I picked Jennifer last week as a category, and now she talks about her, bitch.
Yeah, we can do.
Couple days ago, I met four people from Malaysia. They told me, Malaysian government is very corrupt, and they want black money in public. This is why many politicians are very good at money laundering, or they co-work with the black mafias or financial fraudsters to do money laundering.
I think that's racist.
So-called Melvin Santo...
Santo.
Leave off the last S for savings. Leave off the last S for scams.
Yeah, right. Leave the last S for scams.
A local joke. A local reference.
Yes, for ads.
So-called Melvin Santo is a fake you. I wish you would have said it, because then you would have missed it. Like, if you put Melvin Santos, and then you wouldn't get credit for it.
Santo.
Yep. We would have had to go to the judges. So-called Melvin Santo is a fake UN since he cheated on the victims, choking the victims' money. Choke it! Choke it!
Yeah.
Eat the Benjamin Franklin, you whore. Yeah. Parker Green threatened
me
for a reason he can seize my funds. These people are fucking scammers. Yes, they are, dear. They ask the victims to pay, but the victims never get money back. By logical thinking, this Melvin Santos is a greedy man. He is not clean. He is a scammer.
Yeah.
Ball busting blue.
Yes! One!
The truth. I did pay lots of money. I never see any funds back. These people threaten
me
because they have the reasons. They claim to help
me.
In fact, they do not help
me.
But cheat on money to destroy
me.
I want them to get arrested.
I know. Why are you frustrated at that point?
I'm not. I'm breathing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to disappoint you, wench.
So, yeah, that in, out. Now, stop it.
It's just like sex.
Stop it.
Are you dickmatized?
Not yet.
I don't dickmatize you. I just wear you out.
Oh, you done yet?
Yeah. There's a lot of that with me. Yeah. There's a lot of that with me. I got shit on my mind.
I'm starting to chafe.
Keep your head in the game. My head's in you. This head's all over the place. I got a show I got to prep for. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm doing math.
I got to make fun of this room full of Latinos. I can't be,
worried about that.
March 30, 2015. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's a lot.
She's your friend.
Four, five. That's six.
Oh, she can count.
Yeah.
She's special. Did you get any evidence like this? I do have the evidence. How can you tell
me
the truth about the woman who brought this to her attention? She lies!
She lies.
Oh, baby. Sorry. I don't know the rest of the words.
To tell you the truth, I paid these fucking animals for a total $90,000. That's the second time.
That's crazy. Is she saying she did it?
She's saying she did.
Yeah.
I think her math is shady.
I think it is because she said the same thing about the other woman. Yeah. It's exactly the same amount.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the limit. You hold. It's like 21. You know, when you play blackjack at 19, you hold.
You hold at 90,000.
When you're paying scammers at 90,000, you hold.
I will not pay one more dime.
90,000 is enough.
Not one more yen.
We're going to stick.
Okay. Staying.
For total $90,000 for so-called legal funds transfer. This is fucking lies from them, especially from James H. Miller and Parker Green, claiming to help
me.
They asked
me
to borrow money from credit card companies. They told
me
they want my funds to get out. Get out, funds. Get out.
Get
pack your
out.
Stuff and leave. I don't need to be here anymore. Well, go. Go. See where you go.
Scram dollars. Scram.
Yeah.
Scram dollars.
They killed my whole life. This scam can kill people. I did post the truth on anti-scam sites after this happened to
me.
They also lied to me, saying they want to bring my life back because the funds will hit my account, and they also will bring back the funds for the victims. Finally, I found they asked for the never-ending payment from the victims. They do not help them, but they kill the victims a lot. And now we go to Maroon.
Maroon.
Marauding Maroon.
She used marauding. A new color?
A new color.
A marauding maroon.
What? Let me wait, let me see this. Oh, my God.
We have verification.
Oh, my God. It's marauding maroon.
Like some sort of marauder.
In Asia, most of the government are very corrupt. They can eat money. Nom, 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 nom. In public. My money. Nom, 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 nom.
Are they allowed to breastfeed money? No, 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 no.
Yen, yen, yen. Nipple, nipple, nipple. In public, or do money laundering in other countries. They are fucking animals. This is why many victims' funds are being in treasury, and then the government will put the funds in their own pockets. Nay, nay. Wrong, wrong.
No. Yeah, no. That's not what's happening.
Now to damn it all red. The truth. I paid for the never-ending payment, and they destroy
me.
They eat my money. Now to ball-busting blue.
Oh, two?
Just like a rainbow.
Shoot.
Oh, Pip's upset.
I am.
Here, well, you picked it, stupid.
I know, but I was going to say two.
Well, why don't you fucking have faith in what you picked?
And then I said one. You're fucking asshole.
All right, well, as long as we agree.
Yeah.
Since this is the type of agreement I could get used to. Yeah,
yeah. Won't happen again.
Yeah, but if we can all agree that Pip's an asshole, I could be attracted to that. Ball busting blue. Here is the anti-scam site called Pig Buster. Not an idiot Pig Buster, just Pig
Buster.
In fact, this site is one of my favorites. Also, Miss Young's site is my favorite, too. I don't know who Miss Young is. I did ask Miss Young to post my scam story. Back to Damn It All Red.
Oh, okay.
Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton blocked themselves out because they are being traced and targeted. They deserve the punishment. They asked
me
to pay for the fees to David Moore, and they cooperated with so-called bank lawyer Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
These people are fucking animals. Well, they're horny. I exposed the truth because they deserve it. They are fucking fraudstar. Fraudstar!
Fraudstar!
Ah!
So I think this is from the website. I think that's what this is. So I'm going to try to get through this. This was posted on April 8th, 2013, maybe? I don't know. Verification, Ghana. The person you are communicating with, the email address, greenparker@yahoo.com, maybe using a different picture with what you than we have. Scammers sometimes use different pictures on each site, change pictures often. Yeah, we know this. It does not. Yeah, pictures. Yeah. Actually, I got a girl on my Instagram, scammer, who I talked to briefly. I was never able to nurture that into a full-fledged relationship. She started out as a hot blonde with a kid, and now she's a sexy black woman with a big old ass. Changed her name, too.
No way!
Yep.
In midstream?
And people are still friends with her. Yeah, so they'll do that. People don't give a shit. People are stupid. You're all a bunch of morons. You need me. You need me. Yeah.
You want me on that hill. You need me on that.
You want me on that big old black ass.
You need me on that big old. You need me on that ass.
Yes.
Sometimes people have the freedoms that you take for granted, but I am on that wall. I am on that ass.
You're going to get in trouble for that on the ride home. No. Saying you were on that ass. That could be misconstrued.
I'm just doing the
no, but I saw the look in your eyes.
No, it's a theoretical ass. It's not a
no,
real ass.
I think
ass.
It was a real ass.
Oh, you think so?
I think somebody needs a talking to.
I can see him standing on this gigantic ass with a flagpole in his hand, trying to like shove it into the ground and getting, ow! Yeah.
All right,
looks like Iwo Jima.
Exactly.
So, dear, I was hit by a moving car as I was going into the bank. I lost the money you sent me. If not, my friend. Oh, this is from Mummy. This is from.
This is from
Jennifer.
Yeah. So they're putting this up there. So, yeah, they're telling her that Jennifer isn't real either. They're going through all this shit. They're going through Icy Brown. They're saying, you're not real either. So they're going through all the shit I've done with her.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess without the insults. So she goes, this is good comment on fucking Melvin Santos. The comment, Melvin Santos is a terrorist. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Huh.
There we go. So she's a terrorist warning. So they called one of them a terrorist.
Well, she was always saying that they were funneling scammer money to terrorist activities.
Well, this was there. We don't have a picture of this scammer is using yet, so we're using a picture of a terrorist.
What?
That's
wrong.
Just put no picture available.
Yeah. Let's stay on topic.
It's Bin Laden. I'm talking to Bin Laden. What are you fucking doing?
Mummy, my father, Bin Laden.
He's emailing me from the bottom of the ocean.
That's right.
Yes.
We do this as a reminder that many scammers support terrorism. It's not a reminder. It's fucking sloppy. Just put, we don't have a picture.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, that's seven.
This is Miss Young website. She posts my video on her site, too. No wonder you like her. She suggested me one idea to post the scammers with their money in their hands. So-called Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, Morris.
Roll call.
Morris Mariba. Parker Green are like this. They are fucking animals. They deserve the punishment. So then here's a picture of.
You know, you moved your hand. He almost said me.
About the bestiality?
No,
me!
Yeah, he just like moved his hand. Me! Oh, sorry.
Oh, damn.
So she shows a picture, which I do. The scammers with the money. They pose with the money.
Yeah.
Like I do, too. Hold a couple nickels.
I like to empty out my change purse every once in a while and take pictures of myself with it.
Sure. Well, you should. Melvin Santos, you will be the terrorist one because you cheat on people's money. You lie. After choking my money, this fucking Green said to
me
that he can stop the funds. Of course, he chokes my money a lot like you. You choke the victim's money. Shame on you.
Choke.
Let's see here. What do we got?
Same.
Choke. Da 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 da. Choke. Choke my money.
All right.
Disco Ann Jackson.
This fucking Parker Green works on sex work.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
I know, but I don't understand you.
This fucking Parker Green works on sex work.
During his break? Or what are we talking about?
Don't know. Shame on him. All of you live on low life cheating on women's money. Shame. You deserve the real cyber attack everywhere. The hunters and the real scammers will trace and target all of you. You ask Parker Green to threaten
me.
The big lie. The funds are never transferred. They ask
me
to pay and pay. Fucking financial fraud. So here's a conversation between Parker and Ann. Parker, you used my friend. Ann goes, your friend? Go to see his true personality. Fuck you. Never talk to me anymore. I will block you out like the sun, motherfucker.
I think you added that bit.
I might have. Green Parker, they wanted to pay your money, but you are too lousy.
You know what? I use that all the time. I yell that in my car when I'm upset with the other drivers. You are too lousy.
And they are.
They are. I meant drivers.
Ann goes, send it to my bank account now. Parker goes, block me now, asshole.
Cash me outside.
I feel like that's trash talk on like a football game on Sunday.
It does. Well,
like I feel like it's a defensive lineman who keeps on like sacking the quarterback and the offensive. I'm going to get you on the next one. No, I'm too good. Block me now, asshole.
Yes.
Ann goes, to show the truth. Parker goes, no, fuck off. Do not ever contact me again. Ann goes, so never contact me now. Fuck off. Parker goes, bye. Ann goes, criminal, fuck off.
I love when they get into the small little tit for
tat. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you. No, fuck you. Fuck you harder. Fuck you with a big stick.
Now I'm turned on. Ann goes, the person who lies will use the generations. Well, I feel like that's the worst fortune cookie ever.
I don't.
Would you like another fortune?
I was just sitting there trying to work that out. I have no idea. No, I'm empty. I don't know.
No, it's because he kept on coming. The person who lies will use the generations. Such a person like you. Parker goes, you owe my money. Ann goes, you are a real criminal. It is fucking lies. Shame on you. Parker goes, me? Ann goes, shame. Liar. Parker goes, I help you, bastard.
What?
I help you, bastard.
I help you, bastard.
Ann goes, fucking liar. Parker goes, I block you now. Since all you know is insult.
I want to know is when he became Irish. I help you, bastard.
I help you, bastard. Ann goes, do it now. Shame on you. Parker goes, I will even ask them to stop the patement.
The patement. You heard him.
Sometimes you throw in a T there because you can. Just. Ann goes, go ahead because you use me. Shame on you. Go ahead. Never contact me. I'll report you. Parker goes, talk to James. Ann goes, as a scammer. Parker goes, okay, I know you are angry. You think? Ann goes, I do not talk to that assholes.
Well, he has double. You remember.
We're talking about James Miller over here. Park goes, I am sorry. Please take it easy. Boss came. Hey, slow down.
Yeah. Slow down.
We've already got 90,000. Relax. There's more money coming.
Shut up. It's like, don't push her too hard. We're still trying to like squeeze some money out of this one.
Stupid.
Or else, what are you doing?
You got a stupid from the home office.
Yeah, stupid.
Please take it easy. Ann goes, do not forget to go fuck UN. And this is a great
week
for it.
The UN fucked me.
Everybody's
today.
In town, so if you wanted to fuck the UN, you know that was like
that would be a line.
That was like a goal of mine when I was younger that will never be realized.
To go fuck the whole UN?
No, but till I have a girl from like every nation.
You did not start on the same idea. Fuck the UN. Okay, but I'm going to be tired. I'm going to need a lot of lube.
No, but isn't that's very liberal of me, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
A girl of every nation?
Yeah, very inclusive.
Well, you're exoticizing women, but sure. Have a collection.
I didn't say I wasn't a pig. I just said something I wanted to do.
Have a smorgasbord. Go for it.
Yes. I never said I should be. You should look up to me. I mean, you should, but I never said it.
Oh, good. Well, at least we're in agreement.
I think that's a fucking cool little fantasy.
Well, I understand you, though. I mean, you know, like, I have these little ceramic dolls from all the different nations. These little ceramic
women. Do you
women.
Fuck them?
You know, they're ceramic and small, so no.
Gives a whole new meaning to precious moments.
Mm-hmm. Precious personal moments.
Yeah. So she goes, do not forget to fuck UN. Parker goes, your funds will soon be wired to you. This is a conversation between Miller and Ann. Miller goes, don't talk to M again. I think you meant me. And goes, return the money to me. Miller goes, go now. Bye-bye. And goes, $20,000. And goes, a cheater. Criminal. Miller goes, they wrote your check. Bye. And goes, you should have been dead. Worst love song ever.
Yeah. Should have been dead. That didn't be a thing.
Actually, that's one of my
favorites.
See,
again, that was when Air Supply changed.
You
and went to Extreme
dead.
Air Supply.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it was like when MC Hammer tried to go gangster.
Yeah, it's just
you
too
know?
Much.
Yeah.
So Ann goes, you should have been dead. Miller goes with the proper response here.
Well, that was our response.
Ann goes, for 25 years in jail. Lie, lie, lie. My check. Shame on you. I will post it now. Miller goes, you will see. Ann goes, I will send unrest report. Oh, no, not the unrest report.
Oh, not. You know what?
Somebody needs to rest.
What is it? Unrest report. Is that just what they call it?
No,
or?
It's what you write in the middle of the night when you got a lot of stuff on your mind you can't sleep.
Oh, tossing, turning.
Yeah, it's
tossing,
an unrest
turning.
Report.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That's why you got to get the CPAP.
Yeah, well, I have it.
Yeah, so you can write an unrest report. And goes, I will send unrest. You never put unrest report in.
I never did.
I feel like that should be in there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
Miller goes, contact. Bye! I missed the bye.
Bye.
And goes, contact. Ha, ha, ha. Miller goes, I block you now. And goes, criminal, do it now. I am happy for it. And then she writes in big letters, these fucking people should be exposed everywhere.
Well, they're showing their nipples now.
And that's where we will leave it for tonight. So that was, what did we learn from that?
She's nuts.
No, we knew that, Joe.
Well, that she's might be playing fast and loose with the amounts of money that she's talking about.
Oh, that's
because she got that. Wrong, like
that's
she was saying it about the other girl, and then she's saying it about herself. So it's like, wait a minute now. And we've had, I'm not going to do the legwork, but we should go back and see what amounts she said over the time and see if she was consistent. You know,
yeah.
But I don't think that she has been. But also, is she? You know, she's starting to at least be more consistent with saying these people are scammers. That one's a scammer. You know, like she's getting more and more. Oh, but she still thinks that he works for the FBI.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
Yeah, she's like she gets some pieces of
but
it.
But she's happy
others.
That a website's like posting her shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she thinks the fact that they're using a terrorist picture means that they're saying that guy's a terrorist.
You know, I mean, she's almost turning into one of those people like that has that sickness, like people who go on Dr. Phil and they don't care how humiliating it is as long as they got some attention.
That's why I do this show.
Yeah.
Then you just described me.
I think that's our mission statement.
Yeah.
I don't care how sick it is as long as we get attention.
I don't care how humiliating it is. I just need the attention.
We just need attention.
That's why we're doing this.
Yes, for humiliation. I mean attention.
So what are our tallies?
Okay, so we came up with 7, Mr. Davins. That was my call.
Oh, good job there, Pip.
Thank you. And we had 2 ball-busting blues. Oh, ye of little faith, Joe and Joe's girl.
Losers!
Losers! My original thought was 2, but I said 1, so I didn't get that.
Not much faith for you there.
Yeah.
And we had 1 fraud star, and Joe's girl called that.
There
so
you go, Joe's
there's
girl.
No one winner. Oh, wait a minute. Joe's girl. No, wrong. Sorry. There's no one winner.
Joe's girl. No.
No.
Sorry.
Joe's
no.
girl.
Sorry.
No.
No. No. No.
No.
No. No.
Joe's
girl.
No.
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 You know what you did. We're not going to say it here.
Her tail's between her legs.
Yip, 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 yip.
And what do you say, Joe?
What?
Whose tail is that?
Oh, whose tail is that?
It's not the same as she has to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Yes.
For his continued support.
Thanks, dude.
Well, I'm sure he will be in studio with us
great.
Soon.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Yep. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets. That's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also holds the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what was that show?
October 25th, and I'll be the headliner.
All righty. Check that on out. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. Check them out on their website, portobellonj.com.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. They can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, that's me, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Or coffee, my favorite. Their evenings are super fun, their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, and I'm sure they have some great autumn themes, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the king of the grill or garage. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group would like to say hello to all the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and in business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. The currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What's your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth, your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and add the hashtags /sayhello/Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. Also, summer's over. Oh no, were you supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed, that trade show booth design, the sales brochure completed? Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with email marketing, social media campaigns, and a strategy that will make your branding cohesive. Visit them at KGIDesignGroup.com and mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Side Splitting Productions, all of your entertainment needs. Got a office party, holiday party, a restaurant where you want to do a show, give us a call. 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, davincomedy.com.
Please listen. Listen, they may not be able to speak.
Tell me about it.
I know, we're dueling stutterers.
Yeah. Quite the team I've assembled.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
It's like if the Avengers were taken out of a special needs home.
Oh, my God.
I can't even tell you to shut your face.
No, you'd probably trip over. You stop trying to.
Dudley Faith.
That's sad.
Need a good night for reading.
Sad here tonight.
Not a good night for reading.
Oh, my God. Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m.
There's a reason why Mr. Helix plays music mostly. A lot less reading that way.
Check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy.
Will he Rickmatize them?
He Rickmatized me.
That's cool. Rickmatized.
Yeah, I got Rickmatized.
You do that read right.
He played the classics. I couldn't leave my car. I was Rickmatized.
Rickmatized. The Richter Observatory.
When Pip came in, I was Dickmatized.
That's the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
How about you observe this there, sweet tits?
Be nice.
Were you listening to us last night?
Fellow radio person. I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Sorry. <Yeah. laughs> Go on, Joe. Do you read nicely?
Thank you. I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday. Go to gubs.com/McGuire's, and it will be a fun night.
Stick around. You'll also probably see Joe at Governor's on Sunday when they call him on Thursday to go in on Sunday.
You could follow that. That probably happened.
Yeah, see, I know your schedule, my friend.
He's on call.
Right.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do now. We are going to take about 3-5 minutes. We're going to talk about sapiosexuals.
Yes.
And what that is and who to claim to be one on the Facebook Live portion of the show. So if you're listening live, you want to go on over there. If you're listening on podcast, the video should be up there, too, even whenever you listen to this. So that's what we're going to do now. It's been a fun show.
Yeah.
We got a little bit more for you, and that's the visual aspect that we love so much.
But you first, you're going to have to give me time to pee.
Pip puts the pee in Pip.
Yes,
there's
I
two
do.
Pees, though, so she can peep and poop in Pip.
Wow, I don't have time for all that.
So, yeah. So, thank you guys for hanging out, listening to the podcast, listening live. Feel free to message us, man. We'd like to hear from you guys. And you guys notice we've been doing a lot more social media, putting polls out there, promoting us. Share it. If you guys like the show, share it with your friends, too. And if you go to the Facebook Live, if you happen to look for the Facebook Live and you haven't liked the page, well, first of all, shame on you. But make sure you like it while you're there. But until then, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.